Before I left here, I bought some goods that I thought I might exchange or sell on my journey, and brought them to the ship I was to sail on. Sailing with me were other merchants who were of the same mind. At first, the voyage went well, and we were welcomed as businessmen all over the world, landing and trading in many strange and wonderful ports. Then, one day, after we had been at sea for some time, we dropped anchor at a small island that was surrounded by white sands. All the passengers on board walked down the landing plank, eager to spend some time on land. Most brought with them bowls and other utensils for preparing food, and they soon lit fires on which to cook their meals. They had barely begun their preparations, though, when the ship's captain called out in his loudest voice to demand that all the passengers return to the ship. For it was no island we were on, but a great fish that had been still in the water for so long that sand had built up around it. Now that people were lighting fires on it, they had awakened the sea monster from its sleep. Even as the captain spoke, the world beneath our feet began to heave and roll, tossing us about as though we were no more than grains of sand. Those passengers nearest the ship made their way back on board without harm. Others, like me, did not have time enough to do so. We soon found ourselves alone on the sea, quickly sinking under the huge waves that had been stirred by the beast's thrashing movements. As I was being tossed left and right, a floating object struck me on the shoulder. It turned out to be a giant wooden bowl, probably one that a passenger had been using to prepare food. I grabbed it, and seeing that it kept me afloat with my head above the water, I clung to it.